You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen.
I'm Kara.
I'm Tracy.
The moms from momtalk.ca. Have you ever dreamed of working from home, setting up your own schedule, working on projects you have a passion for, and finding a balance between work and family? Well, working from home may not be for everyone. It is fast becoming the norm as more companies seek out individuals who can work from a home-based office. Today, we'll help you answer the question, is working from home for me? Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
So before we get going, I thought that it would be a good idea to let our listeners know that the Mom Talk team and the editorial team from CanadianParents.com all work from home-based offices, and we are located across Canada. And while we have all been working from our home-based offices for some time, we at some point had to ask ourselves that question, is working from home for me? I thought we would just kind of go through some questions to help establish whether or not it is the right choice. And as I said, it is not necessarily the right choice for everyone, but it is becoming more common. So question number one, you could ask yourself something like this, am I looking for a job or a career? So let's just talk about that first, because for some people who work from home, it is a job, and for others, it is a career. So Tracy, maybe you can speak to that a little bit in like the differences, because really there are two types of work at home people and moms.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true. For me, I started working from home when I started CanadianParents.com. So I was starting a business 12 years ago. And when I worked, I really needed my brain power, which can be lacking when you've got little kids there to distract you. So it worked out well for me that I started working from home when my youngest child left for kindergarten. They were at that age where I didn't have toddlers running around the house, and I could have that chunk of time during the day to devote to the business and to working from home. So for me, that was a really good time for me to start doing something like that. You know, it worked out really well. I'm really glad that I loved being there when they got home. I loved having the flexibility during the day to go to the school if I needed to, and then be able to work at night in the evening when they went to bed.
For you, it was really more of a career move versus a job.
Yes.
So, yes. And you were taking your past skills and then starting a company and then really making it a career. Kara, I'm sure through the Canadian Parents Work at Home Parents Discussion Board, you see there are some parents who are just looking for a job. They just need to make some money so that they can contribute to the family income, but they're not actually worried about a career per se.
Yes, definitely. I mean, a lot of moms discover that after their year of maternity leave, they just don't want to go back to their career or their previous job. So a lot of people just wanted to make enough money to make ends meet, yet not have to be stuck in a full-time job outside of the home and be able to stay home with their children that extra year. And that's kind of where I started out originally. Before I started working for CanadianParents.com, I actually used to do a little bit of different activities that I found online, like doing mystery shopping and theater checks and things like that. So just to make a little bit of extra money, a lot of these things I could actually take the kids with me when I was doing them. So it's becoming a big and growing trend for sure.
Right. So if you're asking yourself, do I want a job or a career, make a decision. And it could be that you're looking for something with, you know, not a lot of strings attached in a job form, but maybe you want to use your skills so that you can evolve into a career as your kids get older. Kara and I are very similar in that we started working for ourselves in a home-based office when our children were young. Actually, I had a child during the process of working from home. So versus waiting until your kids go off to school and then you don't have them right there. So there's a bit of juggling when you have a baby at home and you're trying to work from home. So sometimes there is that evolving from job to career. I think another question you need to ask yourself is there a demand for my skills? So deciding what your skills are. If you're a at-home mom who works very hard, just doesn't get paid for it, you may be surprised at how many skills you have. So just getting a piece of paper out and making a list of your skills. Some may come from previous employment and some may come from on-the-job training as a mom. So making a list to see and then connecting with other parents to see, you know, what sort of jobs are out there. And because there's a trend towards working from home, there are more and more jobs where you can find that your skills fit in. Moving on to question number two, do I have a space where I can set up a home office? Kara, I know you and I are very similar in that we use laptops, and I do like to be able to move around and work from wherever, but I do have a physical office set up. And I know that you, because you have younger children, you move around a lot. Do you have a physical office set up so that you have a place that you call your own that you could close the door to?
Not that I can close the door to, but I do have an area set up, and it's actually also my scrapbooking area as well. So
right.
It's my zone.
Right.
Andrew knows that whenever he finds something, some sort of paperwork that might belong to me, he knows that's where it goes. And the
right.
kids the same thing. So I do have a physical space, but it's also in an open area where the kids can play. So I can sit down, do a little bit of work while the kids are playing.
Right. So, and Tracy, I know that you also have a dedicated space for your home office. And I think as your time working from home and your children's age change, then your needs might be a bit different. Some people need a space dedicated to their work environment so they can really focus. Other people can kind of just go with the flow and work wherever. But I guess if you are wondering whether or not working from home is for you, the type of job and what you do will probably help you to decide how much space you need to dedicate to a home office. But certainly if you are registering yourself as a home-based office and going to be writing it off as working out of your home, you do need to have a space dedicated to that. So you have to decide, do I have a space? And if I don't, can I create a space?
My first space was in an unfinished basement. Totally just a corner of an unfinished basement. So it's amazing what you can make do with, but you really do sort of have to have that space.
Right. And I know not my first home-based office, but one of my earlier home-based office when Emmy was really little, I needed to have a space for her to play if I was doing some work as well. Now, when Sam came along, I realized that working and Sam being awake at the same time did not go together. So I did have to be fairly flexible. And that kind of leads us to another question. The dynamic of your home life can help you to decide whether or not it is possible. So I know for me, I had decided before I had children that I wanted to work from a home-based office and then made it all happen. But at the same time, when I had the quiet little girl who would sit quietly while I worked, and then I had the boy who would take out the house if I tried to work, I realized that the benefit to working from home is having that flexibility. I also had a husband who was available to pitch in as well. So your next question would be, does my life at home lend itself to a work-at-home environment? So, Kara, you have young children. How did you decide whether or not it was going to work?
Well, actually, I was expecting Finn when I started with you guys. So I wasn't sure how it was all going to work out, but I knew that I would make it work. Because
you were determined.
I was very determined because this is something that I've been wanting for a really long time, and I knew it was just the best fit for me. But, you know, I made it work. It's funny because I actually come from a line of work-at-home parents. My mother actually worked from home, and she worked outside of the home, but she also did paperwork in the home. So I kind of got that little bit of a model from her as well. And I'll find time now, like when the kids are occupied with something, then that's the time that I will sit down and do some work. And my mother used to do the same thing. When she had paperwork to do, she'd wait until we were sitting down doing our homework, and she'd sit with us and do her paperwork. So I find I'll bring my laptop with me now. If the kids are sitting at the kitchen table doing homework, I'll sit with them and do a little bit of work, and we'll chit-chat in between.
Yeah, so. I do exactly the same thing, and it does work out really well. Tracy, you have kids who are almost all grown, so you've watched how things have evolved, but you still, even though your children are older, they still need you, so you probably appreciate that ability to be flexible and still be able to find a balance between work and family.
Absolutely. My children are all teenagers. And the thing is we think that, oh, you know, they don't need us as much. Actually, they do. They just need us in a different way.
Right.
And I love being able to talk to them when they need me to talk to them. For years, I've always had a big comfy chair in my office. Either at first it was a rocking chair, now it's just a nice comfy chair. And they often come and just sit in that chair. And that's where we have a lot of our good talks, because I'll turn right away from my computer and give them my undivided attention. and we can delve into whatever's on their mind. Yet at the same time, they know if they open my office door and I put my hand up like a stop sign, they know that I'm totally unavailable to them.
Right.
And I could be on the phone, or I could be in the middle of something really, you know, working to deadline, but that's just the way it's evolved.
So that kind of leads me into the next question, and it's that, can I strike a balance between work and family? Things like, you know, am I going to be too absorbed in the work and then the family gets left behind, or am I not able to put my family, not on hold, but to prioritize, like during, say, a production week or when things are really crazy? I think what we've just been talking about is really what that is all about. And when you work outside of the home, you leave the house, you go to work, and unless somebody calls you to leave the work, you are able to just focus 100% on your work. When you work from home, although we want this ability to kind of bounce in and out of life and work, there are times where we do need to spend time with our families because you can work too much, or spend time with your work if your family's pulling you too much. So for you, Kara, with you having younger children, I think what you're doing, and it's similar to what I did years ago, is you just kind of work all over the place. You don't start working at a certain time and finish working at a certain time, which is kind of what working at home is all about. It is finding that balance. But have you had a difficult time finding that balance between work and family?
I did at first, just because, I mean, Finn was so little and, you know, he wasn't really on a schedule. But I find now that, you know, if I get myself into a routine where, you know, I know that I have an hour and a half, this is nap time, well, then I know that I can occupy Karen with something else, a game or puzzles, and then I can actually go and delve into an hour and a half here, or maybe, you know, at 2 hours there for another nap time. Mm-hmm. So I find that that's what I tend to do now. But also I find I have been doing a lot of work in the evenings. I just find that my head is clear. Mm-hmm. The day is done. My, you know, maybe some housework, you know, is finished up with that I was able to do earlier in the day, or I was able to, you know, take the kids out to some different activities. I find after the kids are in bed sleeping, you know, Andrew and I will talk, and he'll have his laptop beside me, and I'll have my laptop, and we'll work together.
Yeah, I find that works a lot, too, when I really need a clear head. So when we talk about striking a balance between work and family, another thing that can get in the way and will help you decide if working from home is right for you is, can you work independently without having constant interruptions? So currently has young children at home, and I did have young ones in the house before they went to school. Finding a way to be able to focus, so working at night or working on the weekend, or if I really needed a certain time, then I would get someone to help me or a friend take the kids. But what about the people who don't acknowledge that you have a job because you work at home? The people who drop in or call you on the phone constantly, or, oh, come on out for lunch, or when you're trying to get your work done.
Yeah.
That is something, like, if you do not have the ability to tell people, do not bother me, or be able to let people know that your job really is a real job, even though you might be working from your unfinished basement. So have either of you had to deal with that, and what kind of advice would you share?
I do definitely have that problem, or I did have the problem, but I think it's a lot easier for me because I can have, now that you know, my kids are all in school and they have their driver's license, and I'm a lot freer. I'm able to have set hours during the day, and I'm just, don't come near me during the day. You know, my mother's the worst. She's the worst because she'll call me in the middle of the day and just go, hi. Well, she won't. She doesn't do that anymore. And for years now, she knows that she can't do that. You know, and I have girlfriends and, you know, people that would drop over if I would actually, you know, sort of let them. You know, once in a while, it's kind of nice to have that flexibility and to say, okay, if you do, you know, you are able to, say, go out to lunch once in a blue moon, you can make the time up at night.
Right. Yeah. And that is the beauty of working from a home office. I mean, you certainly can't do it on a daily basis if you are trying to strike that balance, but that is the beauty, because yeah, you are able to do that. For me, I have young children who are still in school. So if a field trip comes up, I am able to do the field trip and then work at night. Or if something happens during the week, I mean, it is great when you have kids who are sick because you're already at home.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, get them some soup, do some work.
Yeah.
Like often if something happens during the week, then I can work on weekends. It is kind of nice. But I know for years people didn't acknowledge that I had a real job.
Yeah.
They didn't really pop in to visit me, but it just kind of bothered me a bit that they didn't think it was real.
Yeah, they kind of think that you're just sort of playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one thing, it didn't help that I'm working on the Internet, because people are like, well, what do you do on the Internet?
Yeah.
Now it's a bit more common.
Right. And one really big piece of advice I have for anyone who's really working on striking that balance and being able to concentrate is you have to have a phone with caller ID.
Yes.
Because, you know, so often I'm tempted to pick up the phone when I don't know who's calling, like what sort of like what my criteria is, I check to make sure it's not my kids and that they're in, you know, a crisis.
Right.
And or my husband or anybody that I know that is, you know, undergoing through a bad time. I do check that, but otherwise I just don't pick it up. And also my kids know that if I don't answer, they can also try me on my cell phone or my business line. You know, sometimes it's hard for me not to pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good piece of advice.
But the thing is, I have to tell myself, look, if I were outside working, this person wouldn't be able to reach me anyway.
Right.
So it would have to wait till the evening. You know, you can't feel guilty. You just don't pick up the phone.
Yeah. And for people who are really just kind of going with the flow, they may pick up the phone because what they're trying to do is have both things simultaneously.
Yeah.
So they may stop to talk to a girlfriend and then work a little later, or maybe they work at night or they put in a few extra hours on the weekend. So I think it's just about whatever works for you. I know for me, I think a bomb could go off and I would still be sitting there at my computer, but that's because I kind of zone out. So I could have a circus going around in my office and I wouldn't even take notice of them. Other people, that is completely distracting and they need to close the door. So I think you need to know yourself before you start working at home and then put up some of those things that will help you to be successful. So if the phone is going to be a distraction, then put up caller ID. If people in the house are going to be a distraction, put a door on your office or have your office away from kind of the hub of the home. So I think that helps. So, okay, so moving along, once you kind of establish, you know, if you're looking for a job or career and you look at some of the things that may be an option for you and you have a space in your home, whatever it is you need, and you know that you're able to get your job done, as far as working from home, nowadays I think you will definitely need a computer. And then whatever else it is that relates to the type of job that you've chosen, you need to think about equipment. So your next question would be, do I have the equipment that I need to run this home-based office? And then what do you need? So I know for our team, we all have computers. We have phones. Tracy and I both have separate lines so that we can do business while our family is here because our kids are a bit older, so they're more apt to be using the phone, internet connection. But outside of that, what's that?
Fax machine.
Oh, yeah, fax machine. What else do you think would be kind of on the list of must-haves for somebody who works from home?
Well, I think a growing trend now is internet-ready phones. I find myself right now, I'm in desperate need of that. Being able to check my email when I'm sitting, you know, waiting for my kids at school, that sort of thing, that I can take advantage of those downtimes that I have the time to be able to do something, but I'm just sitting there wasting the time. So I think
like a BlackBerry.
Yeah, like a BlackBerry or an iPhone. And I think those are a huge new growing trend for someone that has a home-based office.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. Yeah. And I do take advantage of mine all the time. I'm not out a lot. If I'm on my lunch hour and I know that, say, I'm going to go to the gym really quickly, and I get out of the gym and I want to just drop in and pick up some milk, I'll check my emails to make sure that there's nothing urgent that I should reply to right away. Or, yeah, when you have your downtime, if you're watching a game, I mean, even in the evening, and you've got that time and you're sitting watching a game or a concert or whatever, and there's a break, you can just plug into that and answer some correspondence and just kind of keep going.
So once you've decided that you do want to work from home and that it is possible, how do you make that transition? For some of us, I know for me, I went out thinking I want to and I created the job. But for others, like Kara, the job kind of evolved with her involvement in Canadian Parents. But if you want to, you know, maybe have a traditional type of job, you may go to your current employer if you are working and see if you can negotiate working from home. You know, more and more companies are willing to do that. So depending on the type of work you do, it may be possible, or it may be possible to do it part-time and then evolve into that, work on your skill set and then move on to creating a different type of job. For moms who are at home and aren't currently working, Kara or Tracy, what would your best advice be for how they can take this idea of working from home and actually make it happen?
For me, just one piece of advice, be careful on the internet. There's all kinds of promises of, you know, work-at-home jobs. Be leery on anything that you would have to pay up front to become a part of, because right away you're going to know that that's a scam. Ask around to moms that are actually doing jobs and have careers, and just go to them and let them be your mentor. That would be my best piece of advice there.
Yeah, and I'd have to agree with you, Karen. Other mothers are your best resource. And not necessarily other mothers who live around you and your local friends, but also other mothers that you may meet online at CanadianParents.com who are doing possibly a unique service in their province or their town, and nobody else is doing that where they live. So you can kind of take someone else's idea and transport it to your location, or being an entrepreneur like I was, you might have a fantastic idea that is yet to be achieved, and just, you know, go for it. Go to your local business bureau and write a business plan. They have all kinds of grants and self-start programs, and take advantage of all of those resources and really use, you know, everything the internet has to your advantage.
That's great advice. If you're considering a move to a home-based office, take the time to ask yourself the questions we discussed today. Working from home is not for everyone, but it is an amazing opportunity for those who are determined to strike a balance between work and home life. I want to thank you for joining us today. For more information on today's podcast, visit mumtalk.ca and watch for an upcoming series on work-at-home moms, where you will hear firsthand experience from moms across Canada on how they got their start and the things that helped them to strike that balance between work and home life. Be sure to stop by the discussion boards at CanadianParents.com, where you'll find work-at-home parents message board with ideas and support for work-at-home moms.